I'm intrigued. Why not? It's all for the good of the city, sir. Do you know where the word policeman comes from? It means man of the city, sir, from the old word polis.
Yes, I do know.
The patrician looked at Carrot. He seemed to be shuffling futures in his head. Then,
yes, I accede to all the requests, except the one involving Corporal Nobbs. And you, I think, should be promoted to captain.
Yes, I agree, sir. That would be a good thing for Ankh-Morpork, but I will not command the watch, if that's what you mean.
Why not?
Because I could command the watch. Because people should do things because an officer tells them. They shouldn't do it just because Corporal Carrot says so. Just because Corporal Carrot is good at being obeyed. Carrot's face was carefully blank.
An interesting point.
But there used to be a rank, in the old days, commander of the watch. I suggest Samuel Vimes. The patrician leaned back.
Oh, yes, he said. Commander of the watch. Of course, that became a rather unpopular job after all that business with Lorenzo the Kind. It was a Vimes who held the post in those days. I've never liked to ask him if he was an ancestor.
He was, sir. I looked it up.
Would he accept?
Is the High Priest an Ophlian? Does a dragon explode in the woods? The patrician steepled his fingers and looked at Carrot over the top of them. It was a mannerism that had unnerved many.
But you see, Captain, the trouble with Sam Vimes is that he upsets a lot of important people, and I think that a commander of the watch would have to move in very exalted circles, attend guild functions.
They exchanged glances. The patrician got the best of the bargain, since Carrot's face was bigger. Both of them were trying not to grin.
An excellent choice, in fact, said the patrician.
I'd taken the liberty, sir, of drafting a letter to the to Mr. Vimes on your behalf, just to save you the trouble, sir. Perhaps you'd care to have a look?
You think of everything, don't you?
I hope so, sir. Lord Vetinari read the letter. He smiled once or twice, then he picked up his pen, signed at the bottom, and handed it back.
And that is the last of your requests?
Carrot scratched his ear. There is one, actually. I need a home for a small dog. It must have a large garden, a warm spot by the fire, and happy, laughing children.
Good heavens, really? Well, I suppose we can find one.
Thank you, sir. That's all, I think. The patrician stood up and limped over to the window. It was dusk. Lights were being lit all over the city.
With his back to Carrot, he said, "Tell me, Captain, this business about there being an heir to the throne, what do you think about it?"
"I don't think about it, sir. That's all sword-in-a-stone nonsense. Kings don't come out of nowhere waving a sword and putting everything right. Everyone knows that."
"But there was some talk of evidence?"
"No one seems to know where it is, sir."
"When I spoke to Commander Vimes, he said you'd got it."
"Then I must have put it down somewhere. I'm sure I couldn't say where, sir."
"My word, I hope you absent-mindedly put it down somewhere safe."
"I'm sure it's well guarded, sir."
"I think you have learned a lot from Captain Commander Vimes, Captain."
"Sir, my father always said I was a quick learner, sir."
"Perhaps the city does need a king, though. Have you considered that?"
"Like a fish needs a thing that doesn't work underwater, sir."
"Yet a king can appeal to the emotions of his subjects, Captain, in very much the same way as you did recently, I understand."
"Yes, sir. But what will he do next day? You can't treat people like puppet dolls. No, sir. Mr. Vimes always said a man has got to know his limitations. If there was a king, then the best thing he could do would be to get on with a decent day's work."
"Indeed.
But if there was some pressing need, then perhaps he'd think again." Carrot brightened up. "It's a bit like being a guard, really. When you need us, you really need us, and when you don't, well, best if we just walk around the streets and shout all's well. Providing all is well, of course."
"Captain Carrot," said Lord Vetinari, "because we..."